from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I want to be Pat McAfee when I grow up.
Do you?
I do. He behaved like a moron in Ireland. Like an absolute moron, right? Yeah. I mean, he's hammering pint after pint after pint of Guinness. And then after the show, there are like 800 videos of Pat just tearing Ireland up. And then what's he do? Next morning, he's bright-eyed, bushy-tailed. He's doing College Game Day. I never would have known he turned up the night before. That guy is living the life.
Yes.
What's ESPN going to do? Fire his ass? Okay.
Yeah.
I'll just go back with DraftKings or we'll do it ourselves. What a life this man's living. He did Ireland. He's going to do Morgantown this weekend. He's traveling to a different college campus every Friday. I'm sure it's going to look exactly the same it did in Ireland. What a life this guy.
Yeah, it is pretty sweet.
Right?
Good for him, though. Good for him for having that control. Oh. You know, you hear stories about just like, you know, working for businesses and everybody taking advantage of you. And he's just like, no, I have the upper hand at all times. Yeah. I'm going to do what I want. And people are going to like it. People are going to hate it. But more people will like it than hate it. And you won't be able to do anything about it.
That's exactly right. Because he did get some hate on social media for acting like a hooligan. But the people who love that and who love him and their show are going to love him more for that.
Yep.
And he is like, you can tell he's trying to keep down vomit, like, on the show. He's burping. There are people who were there that during breaks were filming him. And so when he's off the air, he's slamming back drinks, too. Just a legendary performance by Pat McAfee. And I believe he reintroduced himself to Nick Saban, like, 10 minutes after they had already been talking.
Yeah.
Like, oh, hey, Nick Saban's joining us. And we know that, Pat. You've been talking to him for about 10 minutes.
Did you see the clip? I was howling. Did you see the clip whenever Saban was like, yeah, you know, talking about is there going to be a team out there that knocks the Georgia Bulldogs off? And Pat was like, rawr, 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 rawr. And Saban just stared at him. I was laughing so hard. Saban was just like, what the hell are you doing? Like, he had that look on his face like, what is this guy doing?
Not to get too in the weeds on this, I think College Game Day, which has been one of the great sports shows of all time, always, it might be in a place where it's better than ever now, because I don't really need to hear Pat McAfee's college football analysis.
Right.
He really knows that, too. He knows that.
Yes.
And so he's just going to act court jester. And now, right next to him, you put the most credible person who could be talking about college football in Nick Saban, who I thought was excellent, as we all knew
Great.
He would be in his debut.
Great.
He was so good. So good, because he can talk about it in a way, because they're going up against Big Noon Kickoff. They think they got it all. Oh, we're going to take some viewers away. They got Urban Meyer. Urban Meyer can't really talk about the NIL stuff. Urban Meyer can't really talk about the new state of college football.
Good point.
Saban's got it all.
Good point.
And he's got the national championship rings. Not to get too in the weeds on that, but
so funny.
But we did.
He started barking. Saban just, he was like, there was a point where Saban was trying to make a point and just got stopped in his tracks and was just like, what the hell just happened?
Like, well, it would be tough. It's like working with Zeiss.
Yeah.
We love Zeiss, incredibly entertaining, yeah. Good opinions, but sometimes you just don't know how to handle them. I had the same issue, and I love working with this guy, with Craig Wolfley. Wolf would go on these, would start telling the same story he told the last four shows. I'm like, Wolf, you already said that, but you just kind of let him go. You got to find a way to meld into that whole deal there. Awesome stuff. I loved it. And Pat had to have been feeling like total hell.
Oh, yeah. Especially then he had to travel back. Then he'd probably just like not going home. He's probably going somewhere else, like WWE somewhere.
I know.
Like, yeah, he's just, it's tough.
Why was he shirtless? Like, he's shirtless. I saw a video. Someone's fiddling in the streets of Dublin, and he's out there doing an Irish jig, just not wearing a shirt. Like, wearing one of those Irish dude hats. Unbelievable. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. I was actually going to ask this question about McAfee maybe later in the week when we get into the college football stuff full form. Like, Pitt fans, they still got to like that guy, right? Because A, he's super cool, and he missed those kicks against Pitt in the 07 game.
We love him.
Yeah.
Love him.
We didn't like him for a while.
Right.
And now he's ours again. He's predicting us to go to the college football playoffs. So, all right, you're back in our good graces. But
yeah, we're good with him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure Pitt fans can like Pat McAfee.
Absolutely.
He's fun. He brings something different. ESPN doesn't know what to do with him, which is outstanding.
He never says anything bad about Pitt, though, too.
No. He
Not
doesn't
really.
Say bad stuff really about anybody.
About anybody, yeah.
He does a very positive show and a very PR-friendly show, I would say, to the NFL. And so the league's got to love him. College football's got to love that he puts it out there every week and pumps up their game. ESPN, though, has to be made incredibly uncomfortable by him, and I think that that makes people giddy. Like, you've got this big corporate machine, Disney, that we are Disney, and here's how we do stuff. And he comes in and goes, all right, watch me drink 15 stouts on national television. Let's see how you go.
It's like him, like, growing his beard out and getting signed by the Yankees and not shaving.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, no.
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
You want me to leave? I'll go sign with Boston.
Yeah.
How's that going to feel?
Right.
You want me to, okay, ESPN, you don't want me anymore? You want me on Fox? You want me going back to DraftKings? Because I'll do it, and you guys will be missing a big-time moneymaker in the middle of your day. All right, we've gone too far on McAfee. Love you, Pat. Caboli should have been there.
Right. Oh, my God.
And Pat could have peed on his kitchen floor.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.